This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Quick update before we get to the CDC and Sesame Street and James Comey and all the other emails and things like that. Remember that story, that crazy story we told you, Lululemon, that company that makes pants for hot chicks? They got mad. They fired some employees who stopped some people from looting. The CEO was challenged on that. Then he said, they should have let him go. It's only merchandise. Man, lie. All right. Let's focus. James Comey sent out a warning of what's to come. And I'm going to play it for you in a moment. I just want to remind you, the coming year, the coming campaign year, year and a half, it's going to be the craziest campaign year in the history of campaigning. Because of the legal system and Donald Trump. Now, maybe you're a Trump hater. Maybe you're a Trump lover. None of that matters for what we're talking about here. You have a system, an evil system. It's not just the government. It's a government working with the media, working with education, working with entertainment. You have an evil system. The system is doing everything it's doing now. Every single thing it's doing. It's with one purpose in mind. They're trying to turn any opposition to it into being illegal. They're trying to make you an enemy of the state for what you believe. And so we'll cover all these things that happen with the January 6th people. And you know, we've been talking about that since January 7th, as longtime listeners will know. We aren't Johnny come lately. We've been speaking up for these political prisoners for a long time and will continue to do so. But people will hear January 6th political prisoners and maybe even if they feel sympathy, they'll say something like, well, I don't care. I wasn't there. I wasn't even close. No big deal. Or when you bring up Trump, that Trump's already been indicted in New York. He's going to be indicted in D.C., possibly Georgia as well. And there's a good chance that Trump is going to go to jail. He's going to be convicted. Here's what you'll get a lot of, because this is about, well, half the, we know every Democrat thinks Donald Trump's the Antichrist, and now we're in a primary. And so let's say half the Republicans think he's the Antichrist too. Let's just go along with that for now. You'll get someone who doesn't like Trump, and they'll scoff at that. I don't care. He's an idiot. Shouldn't have broke the law or something like that, even though he didn't really break the law. Anyway, we'll set that aside. What you're missing is this. It doesn't matter that you weren't in D.C. for January 6th. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump, you don't like Donald Trump. They're not the end. They're the beginning. This is the first taste of what it's like when the system in your country declares you to be an enemy of the state. And that's why they're acting like he's going to do the thing they're already doing.
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the...
So they're warning that the president could take over and try to prosecute people he sees as his political enemies? As Donald Trump is about to be indicted again by the DOJ, and as the January 6th prisoners are being sentenced to 18 years in federal prison? You see, they're saying that because that's what communists do, as you well know. They accuse you of what they're already doing or what they're about to do. But that brings me to this point. Pay attention here. This is not James Comey speaking off the cuff. James Comey is a card-carrying member of the system. Was head of the FBI, which you only get to be if you're a member of the system. Then was fired by Donald Trump, so now he's a beloved member of the system. James Comey has sources. James Comey knows people. James Comey wasn't speaking off the cuff here. James Comey was speaking as a warning.
I mean, it's this crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination.
Are you ready for it? Have you prepared your heart and your mind for the days that are coming? Because this is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen. And we're going to be in the middle of this nasty primary battle between Trump and DeSantis. At the same time, Trump's getting indicted, arrested. The media's going to get involved. We're about to, is this weird that while it's horrible, I'm kind of excited? And no, it's not that I'm excited about, oh, you two are too? Okay, I'm glad it's not just me. Well, I want to experience something no one else has ever experienced before. No one else has seen something like this. And not only are you and I going to see something like this, we're going to go through it together. And I'm going to be talking to you, and you're going to be emailing me, and we're going to be, it's going to be crazy. We're going to experience this together. So, I mean, look at them out here.
We're changing people's lives.
Now, let us move along, right? Because there are two different headlines that were handed to me side by side, and it made me snicker, I'll tell you. First one, Sesame Street goes all in for Pride Month. Happy Pride, Elmo, or Happy Pride, Elmo loves you. If you'd like the audio, the guy's got it for me.
Hi, Elmo and I wanted to share that everyone is always welcome on Sesame Street. This month and every month, we want to uplift and celebrate our LGBTQIA plus family, friends, and communities.
Yeah, that's right, Miss Ariana. From our Sesame Street family to yours.
Oh my gosh. I can't take that voice anymore. We're just going to stop there. Anyway, I remember watching Sesame Street when I was a child. It was ABCs and things like that. And now your child gets rainbow waterboarded. And that headline, I thought, paired very, very nicely with this headline from Breitbart. CDC, 3.7 million births in the U.S. in last year, far below replacement level. Just a heads up for you that there are certain realities of life that don't really, they're not dependent on what you believe or what I believe. They're simply facts. They're simply realities of life. And one of those realities is this. As a country, any country, you need a birth rate of a fertility rate of 2.1. 2.1 needs to be the birth rate. That needs to be the bare minimum. If you maintain a 2.1 birth rate as a nation, then 100 years from now, your population will be the same as it is now. Anything below that is not replacement level. Do you know what ours is now? 1.66. Drastically below replacement level. We are not making enough babies. We're making plenty of gays, but we're not making enough babies. We're making a new tranny a day, but not making enough babies. And I bring this up because it doesn't really matter what you think about all the endless pride stuff that's out there. The truth is, simple math says this stuff will end the nation because lesbians can't make babies, because two gay dudes can't make babies. And we need young men marrying young women, or old men marrying old women, doesn't matter. We need young men marrying young women, staying married, and making babies. That's what we need. As a nation, that's what we need. It must happen. It must happen. If it does not, it will end us. In the meantime, we have numbers that show the next generation, 20% plus, have decided they're going to join the Rainbow Demon Mob. 20% plus. No nation in the history of mankind. That's a good point, Chris, and it's only going up. No nation in the history of mankind could possibly survive if 20% of an entire generation pulled itself out of the baby-making game. We weren't making enough babies before all the young men joined the Air Force. What are we going to do now? Just simple biology says this is a catastrophic, nation-ending crisis that people don't want to address for all the reasons that are obvious. They don't want to address it because if you start addressing replacement level fertility rates, making babies, then what you'll have to do is you'll have to address all the problems the communist loves. The communist loves fatherless homes. He loves broken families. That's, he thrives in fatherless homes and broken families. The communist loves all the LGBTQ stuff, breaks up the family. It also gives him legal standing to go after the church, which is what he's always wanted. The communists would have to address these problems in a frank way. Therefore, he won't. He'll keep making them worse and worse. As a nation, you can't continue like this. It doesn't work that way. All right? All right. Speaking of problems as a nation, played you a little audio last week. A little audio of Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, talking about forcing behaviors. But I have the longer version, and it's so much worse than the short version I played you last week. You ready for this? I'll play it for you in a moment. Before we get to that, let's make sure, because of the corporate world getting involved in this stuff, we have to constantly be vigilant with where we don't spend and where we do spend our money. Putting our money where our morals are, as we say. By the way, I stole that line from the wife. She gets so mad when I use it, so that's why I use it so much. But we do. We have to be more purposeful. I tell you about MyPillow, not just because they have great products. Six-piece towel set on clearance for $25 right now. Not just because of the products, but because they are our people. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, spending their money about things we care about. Every single day, taking financial hits for us. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Get the greatest towels ever and say thank you. Or call them, 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is the greatest day in the history of America. What, Chris? The Anti-Communist Manifesto is finally out. And for all of you who have already bought it, pre-ordered it months ago, thank you. You should know the publisher, who is Simon & Schuster, reached out to us this weekend. And they gave us some preliminary stuff on, hey, these are the numbers, this, that. They're a little bit blown away by you. Thank you, man. You guys, thank you. Anyway, I do think you will enjoy it. I know you'll find it informative. JesseKellyBook.com. That's where you also find out info on the book tour. That's also where you can upload your forms, your receipts and whatnot to get your AC pin, your anti-communist pin. Do remember, the anti-communist pins are limited. There were only 2,000 printed total. So if you already bought more than one copy, you get it for buying more than one copy. By the way, if you get audio and, you know, physical, it doesn't matter what two copies you get. But if you get more than one, that's what you get, an AC pin. They're limited, though. So don't sit on that for a month. Sit on your receipts and upload it, because I can't do anything. I can't get you anymore. All right? Now, as we laid out last week, but I'm going to lay it out again, so don't roll your eyes. Everyone needs to know this. Why do you see so much corporate rainbow crap on the month of June, especially now when businesses are figuring out that it's bad for business? Bud Light, Target, losing billions and billions of dollars. Why are they still doing it? Because there are three financial giants out there that control the gigantic portion of the private corporate world. Well, I shouldn't say private corporate world, of the publicly traded corporate world, actually. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Remember, these names are the names your neighbor Normie Norm needs to know. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Over and over and over and over and over again. Beat this into the head of Normie Norm. All that ESG, All that endless corporate filth you see everywhere. Oh, your son needs to be a tranny. Oh, white people suck. Oh, Black Lives Matter. Wow, oil's really terrible. Let's destroy the planet. All of that comes back to this little cartel. BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. They control $20 trillion. Your corporate board, that company... Oh, Bud Light, I said, how does Bud Light end up with the vice president who thinks people want a tranny on the beer cans? Because BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, they will replace corporate board members with other communists like them. Now, I'm about to play you the audio. Last week, we played you the short version of this. This is BlackRock. BlackRock's CEO, his name is Larry Fink. I played you the bit last week about him forcing behaviors. We need to force behaviors. What kind of behaviors are you going to enforce, Larry? Well, Larry, take it away. Well,
behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we're doing internally is if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's not just not recruiting, it is development, as Ken said. And ultimately, it's still going to take time, but I am just as much shocked as Ken is that we have not seen more opportunities. And we're going to have to force change.
Sound like good change to you? Do you want to know why you got passed up for that promotion? It went to the lesbian who works next to you? That's because your company has quotas. And sorry, Whitey, go to the back of the line. Remember the Joe Biden administration, the second they took over, they told white-owned business owners if they wanted PPP loans, they were last in line. Do you have any idea how many emails I get from people in the military who've been told they're too white to be promoted? I'm going to play you the thing. I'm going to play it again in full because I want you to listen. And I want you to pay attention very closely to the people running the West.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change. And this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors. And at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we're doing internally is if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's not just not recruiting. It is development, as Ken said. And ultimately,
sorry, Mr. CEO. You thought you were going to get that big fat bonus this year because you had profits? You did profits? You hired 10 white men and only 6 white women this year. Those numbers don't pencil out. No bonus for you. Now that is the cartel we're up against. And I just came up with a great name for it. And I'll explain to you the name I came up with before we get to emails. In just a moment. It's a big thing to fight against, right? 20 trillion. We can, though. Again, that coalition of red states. But it's going to take more than a coalition of low-T GOP states to fight against it. It's going to take high-T GOP. It's going to take a chalk GOP, baby. That's what we need. Chalk GOP. Why do I bounce off the walls every day here? Why do I speak boldly? Do you speak boldly? Because our T levels aren't low. The country's suffering badly. You want to talk about fertility rates? How about testosterone levels getting cut in half in 50 years? That's the reality of it. Tough to make babies when you're firing blanks. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements, fellas. 90 days, you'll feel like $1 million bucks. female vitality stack for the ladies. We're going to be making babies like crazy on this show. Well, not here. I mean, you, not me. Not me. I'm all done. Anyway, choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Get a subscription. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm trying to get through all of it today. I cannot make any promises, but I haven't gotten to any emails, and I wanted to get to a bunch because there are good ones today. So, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome to there. This guy says, bonjour, Senor Frito Bandito. You always talk about balkanization, which I 100% support. Patriots should just tell the commies to kick rocks and let them lie in the bed they made. From blue state to red state is important, but just as important, I've realized, is from blue county to red county. My fiance and I are saying adios to the Democrat stronghold of Greensboro, North Carolina, and moving a county over into the wonderful little town of Pleasant Garden. We already feel like we're part of the community. It's fantastic. For anyone listening in a red state living in a blue pocket, freedom could be just over the county line. God bless America and good luck, Jesse. I will actually expand on this a little bit more. Your day-to-day quality of life. Now, I want you in a red state, period. But your day-to-day quality of life will be determined by your community itself. And many people will email in and they'll say, when I'm telling people to move, Jesse, I can't. Jesse, I know you say, I can't do it. I can't do it. I've got school. I got a mom. I got a job. I understand that. Get to a red part of your blue state. You know how many people, how many friends of mine in New York City have told me, Jesse, I'm out on Long Island. I'm gone. Jesse, I couldn't take it in the city anymore. I'm out on Long Island. Totally different, a different quality of life. Your immediate area means everything. Look, I'm in Texas, right? So red Texas, and that would be great. Let me tell you a little story. This is a little backstory, and I'm going to have to really change some names here in this story. The story is true. The names have changed. Oh, I almost forgot. Pause on that story for a moment. I came up with something before we went to break that Chris totally did not come up with. I came up with it. We were talking about BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. You know how the Roman three, the big three, Caesar and Crassus and Pompey, they were called the triumvirate? BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard is the ESG triumvirate. And that's something that I came up with alone, not Chris at all. What, Chris? Chris didn't come up with that. That was me. So ESG triumvirate. Also, remember, kids, there's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to steal other people's work and pass it off as your own. Now, back to what we were talking about, this little story about your exact location. You know, I was selling RVs before I did this, right? I've only been doing this almost five years now, Chris. We're like a month away, right? Month away? Month or two? Anyway, almost 5 years now, but I was selling RVs. It's a long story. I was selling RVs before this, and I was selling RVs in the Dallas area. We were actually in Frisco, Texas. And I got an opportunity, same company. They were opening some mega store down here in the Houston area that I could come down, or they wanted me to come down and be the sales manager of their new mega store, which was a great financial opportunity for me. So I accepted it. And we came down here, the wife and I, looking for homes. Now, the way the job worked and the kids were young and in school, It was a very difficult time to try to find a house and find time to do it. But she came down. We had a realtor lined up, and we didn't want to live in Houston proper. Didn't want the schools there. We're more suburb people anyway. So we wanted any one of the various many, many, many communities surrounding Houston. We zeroed in on one that looked like it was going to be for us, at least financially. It looked like it was the one we could afford. You know, they got real ritzy ones around here, but we, you know, not ritzy people. Let's find a different one. So we focused on one, and we had committed ourselves mentally that this was going to be the place we were going to go. So the realtor sets up a bunch of home walkthroughs in this area and parts of the community to walk through. Let me pause on this real quick. Piece of advice for you who are moving, thinking about moving for whatever reason. Don't just go find a home you like. All right, I got a job and I got a home. The community itself. Get to know it a little bit. Spend a day. Go to the local park, local mall. Go do a couple community things. If there is a local community event going on, get to know the people around you. Interact with them a little bit. It matters. Anyway, so that's what we did. We went to this city, to this area around Houston, and we liked the homes. There were homes there and homes we could afford, which was really the most important thing at the time. And then we started bouncing around to different community things. They had a big, Texans are big on this, kind of halfway open air mall, which is wild. Texans are big on this because the weather's so terrible down here. Went to an open air mall, went to this, went to a little festival thing they had going on that day. And we were not impressed by the people. People were rude. They just didn't seem like our people at all. And we were a little taken aback. That had not been our Texas experience, I should say. And we were so disheartened by the people we had met. And there was the homes and the people. We were so disheartened that had almost given up. And we went to a little pizza joint that was in that town. And we went and sat at the bar in the pizza joint. And we said, just give me a pizza and a beer. And this is middle of the afternoon. So that's how we're doing. Let's just get a beer and a pizza. And let's just sit and think about this. We got to think about what we're going to do with our lives here. And we find ourselves, I'll believe to this day, I'll believe always that this was from God. We found ourselves sitting next to a couple at the bar. Now, I know people claim I'm antisocial, even though that's not true. I'm not Chris. Anyway, we don't interact with other people like that in public, meaning, oh, there's another couple there. Let's talk. Now, we're not rude. We like talking to people, but that's not who we are. Oh, hey, that's everybody. Let's have fun. But for some reason, we struck up a conversation with this other fairly young couple next to us, sitting there having a pizza and a beer, and they had asked us what we thought because we gave them the story. And we said, man, it sucks in this community. Do you live here? It freaking sucks here. And they said, oh my gosh, yeah, it does suck. Yeah, it's funny you brought that up. We just sold our home. We're leaving this community. We're going to this one. And the community they brought up was touching the one that we were looking in. It was next door. They border each other. They said, go over here. And we're like, what? It's right there. They said, trust us. Go over here. Okay, all right, we'll give it a shot. Next day, went over to the one next door, bought a house that day. The people were freaking wonderful. Wonderful. The community around you, your day-to-day interactions, when you're out getting a cup of coffee, when you're at the grocery store, when you're at the Little League games, when you're picking your kids up from school, your day-to-day interactions, the quality of your day-to-day life is greatly determined by who you're surrounded by. So if you're in a blue area, blue state, and you can't get out, get to a red part of it. Man, I brought up New York, but this is all over. California, look at California. California is a sea of red. Get out. And if you're in a red state, but you're in some big city, you're in Texas, but you're in Houston, and you're looking around saying, this place is crime ridden. Everyone hates me. I hate it here. Brother, get in the car and drive 20 minutes. Any direction. Get in the car and drive 20 minutes. Get out and live around people who share your values. Trust me on this. I've done it. It works. All right. Now, email questions about Kevin McCarthy, Google's policies. Oh, man, I'm overwhelmed. I didn't get to enough. We have the Sholanda Young talking again.
We always said, if you have a true budget discussion, if you want to really deal with deficits in this country, you got to talk about revenues.
What's that revenue mean? Everyone knows. We talked about it earlier. Revenue means taking away more of your money. So we'll get to as many of these things as we possibly can get to in the final segment. We'll get to headlines I didn't get to. Let's get to your dog. You're not feeding your dog well. I know you think you are. I thought I was feeding my dog well his whole life. And then I figured out, wow, there's nothing in dog food. There's no nutrition. Do you know if you go to a dog food factory, get this, wrap your mind around how crazy this is, and you walk through the manufacturing process of dog food, and you get what looks like the final product for the dog food, and you hold it out for your dog. Dogs eat their own vomit. The dog won't eat the dog food. He won't touch it. He'll sniff it and walk away. It's all dead. The only reason your dog even eats the dog food you give him is they spray it down with stuff like lard and things like that. There's no nutrition in it. Give your dog nutrition by pouring Rough Greens on his food. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants. Your dog will live longer and live healthier longer. Why wouldn't you do it? They're giving away free Jumpstart trial bags. You will see physical differences in your dog, his breath, his energy, his coat, his digestive problems. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yes, the FBI gave the middle finger to the GOP today. And yes, Chris, I'm having more problems with the midlife crisis car. If everyone has to know, I didn't say this in the beginning, okay? Because no one wants to hear about my problems. But I'm about over these daggone little cars. Because I've driven a pickup ever since I've been an adult, because that's what I fit in. And now I bought a midlife crisis car a couple years ago when I signed with Premier. And I've enjoyed driving it, don't get me wrong. But today was it for me. Because remember, I told you the wife cracked the wheel. Of course, I only had like two or three beers at a sports bar with a friend, but the wife was with me and she hadn't been drinking. So I don't ever take a chance on that anymore. Hop in the car with her, let her drive. Something I don't generally do for safety purposes. She drives, pulls in to get the mail, hits the curb with the car. Not even terrible, but of course, cracks the wheel. Costs $1,000 to replace the wheel. I almost friggin' died. Okay, so this was three or four weeks ago. Remember, I told you about this on the air. Today, driving to work, and I hit no curbs, do anything, but I'm on a stretch of road. I hit a pothole. Can't be avoided, traffic all around me. I'm driving 45, I'm not even on the highway. Hit a pothole, boom, pothole. Instantly, bing, tire pressure alert. Tire pressure is normally like 40 on the car. All of a sudden, it's at 24, and the tire pressure monitor comes up, and it's dropping before my eyes. 24, 19, 16, 15. The tire is blown. I barely make it. I have a spare, but I don't have time to change the spare and get to work in time. By the grace of God, there's a tire shop right by the office. So about the time I'm pulling into the studio, I pull it right into the tire shop and say, oh, thank goodness, tire's blown. Guy looks at it, and automatically he starts doing the, oh, man, oh, no thing. And I'm thinking, oh, that sounds expensive. Turns out, because of the way these freaking cars are, I have to get two tires. I have to get two. Now, the other one was a little bald anyway, so I was more than willing to get two tires. I don't even know what the two tires are going to cost me at this point. But it's not that I'm mad about. Okay, tires get blown out. This happens to people. What kind of wussy car blows a tire driving over a pothole? It's not like I picked up a nail or something. That can happen to anybody. That's happened to all of us. What kind of a girl car gets a blown out tire driving over a pothole? Maybe my car drinks Bud Light. I don't know what the deal is, but I've had enough about this. I've had enough of this nonsense. I'm going pickup truck. I'm done with this thing. The lease is up in a year. I'm going back to pickup, and I'm never going back. The only problem is all the pickup truck companies are gay, and I don't know what to do about that or where to go, but I know this. I'm going pickup truck. I've had enough.
So there, those are my problems. That's all of my problems. Also, you've got problems. Now, your problems aren't as severe as mine. I'm going to have to buy new tires. I don't even know when I'll have my car back. I'm basically a vagabond at this point. But your problem is your cell phone company sucks. That's your problem. You have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. And you stick with them because you think that's what you have to have good coverage. That's not true. Or you stick with them because you think, well, it's hard. It's a pain in the butt to change. I'll have to get a new phone. I'll have to get a new phone number. I'll have to do this. But you see, you're wrong about all this. The problem is you don't realize there's a 5G network out there, the same one as one of the big guys, where you can save a fortune. My bill got cut in half. Average family saves over 900 bucks a year. It's called Pure Talk. They love you. And you can keep your phone. You keep your number. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. 10 minutes on the phone, and you can be switched over to a non-communist company. How's that sound? All you have to do is pick up that garbage cell phone you have and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll actually save you even more money. That saves you an additional 50% off the first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Hey, Oracle, it's no surprise to you or the informed, but Kevin McCarthy is a frequent guest at the World Economic Forum. Is anyone really surprised by the debt nonsense? Of course not. Remember, these people, I played this for you earlier. It's not just that these people run BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard. These are the elite. RGOP, far too many of them. The leadership, they hang out and agree with people like this.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added 4 more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we are doing internally is, if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to force behaviors. And if you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, you're going to be impacted. And that's not just...
That racism is starting to sound, what's that word? Starts with an S. Systemic, isn't it?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Google's YouTube drops policy that censors discussion of 2020 election fraud. Okay, YouTube used to stop anybody from talking about Democrats stealing the 2020 election. They have since dropped that policy. Why do you think they dropped that policy? This is for thinking people out there. Why would they drop that policy? Is it because of all the evidence that's come out showing the cheating? No. They dropped the policy because, believe me when I tell you this, no matter what you and I believe about the 2020 election, there's nothing Democrats in this country want more than for us to be talking about the 2020 election going into the 2024 election, because then we're going to get slaughtered. Student barred from graduation ceremony after stating there are only 2 genders, says boss rescinded his job offer. What's the offer? Firefighting job. Firefighting job. He just lost it because he said there are 2 genders. A lot of despicable people out there. Bible pulled from Utah school district libraries because of vulgarity or violence. The Bible was pulled because of vulgarity or violence. It's amazing to me. I watched a little clip of one of these pride parades this weekend. Of course, a bunch of naked dudes twerking in front of kids and things like that. And it occurred to me again that long ago, all this rainbow nonsense, long ago, they declared war on Christianity. And Christianity in America today, Americanized Christianity, they still don't know they're in a war. They still conduct themselves as if they're not. About half the pastors in this country won't even get up and address these things. The wolves are coming to your door. Former U.S. women's soccer players lose 12-0 to a bunch of older British dudes in 40 minutes. Breaking news, ladies. Breaking news, everyone. Equality is a myth. People are not equal. People are all different with different skill sets. All right? All right. I will see you tomorrow for the debut of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available at jessekellybook.com. That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.